Two fairy tales to make sense of your life. Part 2. To recap part 1 for those who can't quite remember it. Your life can be seen as an example of two fairy tales. You live it unwittingly, and they act as the script, they act as a cage. Until you see want them for what they are. In this part I start with how my newfound awareness of my fairy tales helped me break through and start living a life on my own terms. Then, of course, we'll look at more fairy tales. After all, fun is good. I found out that I could connect to Source in 2007. Later that year I found out that most people can't. At a Rosh Hashanah event we were asked to swim up to Source and ask Source to give humanity a good year. Or something like that. I did what I was asked, and found that I was the only one. None of the rabbis were there with me, they were busy instructing. Lol. I first asked Source to be the catalyst in human evolution in 2011. Source laughed. An aside, doesn't that sound like the famous headline, "They laughed when I sat down at the piano but when I started to play." Lol. I had been practicing connecting diligently. I had been studying diligently. Further developing my ability to see, feel things while connected. I asked Source to be an instrument for the restoration of the original design. Source laughed. Not really, but really. I distinguish the three levels on which a human can connect. The first, just activate your tangerine spot. The second, lift your tangerine spot with your attention and hand the spot over to the will, so you are free to do anything and remain connected. And the third, it is a long climb. A lot like swimming up from the bottom of the ocean. Long and lonely. And unless you swim fast enough, you die. When I go to the third level of connection, like when I download the days of power energy on full moon and no moon days, there I am face to face with Source. I often get a sense of approval, disapproval, overwhelming tenderness, welcome, the kind of stuff you expect from your home, whatever that means to you. I'd never had a home I felt was home, but I know how home feels from the Harry Potter books. Dumbledore would receive me with those sentiments if I were Harry Potter. By the way, do you see the importance of reading? All the missing feelings that were lacking in your upbringing or in your current life can be found in some book. And once you have those, you can live fully, knowing feelings, even though you never had a chance to feel them yourself, directly. Feelings are important, good or bad. They give a depth and dimension to life. Fairy tales could do the same thing. If you don't feel feelings, you are kind of dead. If you feel some feelings, you are asleep, you are sleepwalking. Lots of different rich feelings, you are fully alive. So here we are, I offer my services to Source, and I get a smirk for an answer. But I know I get energized by resistance. I redoubled my efforts to do the work necessary to bring about that heaven on earth phase of humanity, the thousand years of peace. Just an aside, when I participated in Landmark Education, I assisted a lot. Assisting is Landmark Education's version of volunteering. In the years I did a lot of work as an assistant, among others I recruited, trained and ran a team of phoners to call graduates about the upcoming seminars. I needed to get a team of phoners for every night of the week, and a captain for the night, for a whole year commitment. I got fired from the job every week. But my response to firing was always, "You can't fire me from my job. You can fire me only from your job, this is my job, because I said so." And stayed on, continued busting my ass, being on the phone till I was hoarse, but in the end I managed to form the team with enough phoners, and I succeeded. So, this was my attitude with Source too, because this is who I am. I am here, put up with it. This is my job, get out of the way. A tad obnoxious. But that is who I am. I think Source was fed up with the hordes of people who had volunteered before. Most quit before they even started. Or they did their own thing instead of staying connected and be guided by Source. Or they resorted to tricks that backfired. This how I roll, I will make your job my job. I'll make sure nothing can take me off the task, no health issues, no emotional issues, no relationship issues, no job issues, no money issues. This is how come I am unencumbered. Okay, so let's look at some other fairy tales. We found in the group the tale of the gingerbread man who was once spurned, twice afraid. The tale of Little Chicken who had a single idea of the world, it is coming to an end, so he will raise panic. Chicken Little's only real purpose is to get attention. By the way, the job is to find the second tale. The second story is the redeeming story. For me it was the ugly duckling story, of finding out that I am okay the way I am. For the gingerbread man person it could be maybe Hansel and Gretel, where Gretel is outwitting the witch. For the little chicken person, a tale that shows the whole horizon with its magnificent calmness. I can't think of a tale right now. But it is definitely not attention-seeking. Think about your two tales and put them in the comments box. Be ready to tell the tale if it is not well known, like my dear tale. Okay? I can't wait to hear from you. If you would like personal assistance in seeing how the sideways view of your life script, your first fairy tale can put you in the driver's seat, and you are willing to go back to your originating incident, you can sign up to a live workshop to do just that. Let's see what is running your life.